Trade unions and management at the Škoda auto car plant in Mladá Boleslav this week reached agreement in a long-running pay dispute. A one-day staggered strike at the company on Tuesday resulted in losses of around 55 million crowns, putting pressure for negotiators to reach a compromise solution. Under the deal, wages will rise by 12.7% until the end of 2008. Workers will also receive a one-off payment of 10,000 crowns for last year's record company results, with further bonus payments linked to the firm's performance. Many workers, hoping for a 17% increase, are said to be disappointed with the deal. Analysts predict that the agreement reached will be a psychological boost for unions elsewhere in seeking higher wages.
Czech electricity giant ČEZ announced on Tuesday it had signed an agreement to form a power and mining joint venture in Serbia, in which it will invest up to 1.4 billion euros, which is around 1.89 billion US dollars. Under the agreement signed with the energy company ERS and the Serbian state-owned mining company and power company Rudnik I Termoelektrarna Gatsko, ČEZ will have a 51% stake. The joint venture will lead to the production of a 600-megawatt power station, develop current coal mining around the northeastern town of Gatsko, and revamp an existing 300-megawatt power plant. ČEZ will bring the financing to the venture, with the other parties bringing their existing power and mining assets.
The state-controlled Czech airline ČSR saw a rise in passenger traffic once again in the first quarter of 2007. ČSR carried 1.6 million passengers during the first 3 months of the year, almost 6% more than during the same period in 2006. Last year, ČSR reported a 4.7% increase on 2005. The cash-strapped airline hopes to return to profit in 2008 following a major restructuring program launched in 2006, which includes the shedding of non-core activities. The government has charged the transport and finance ministries to come up with a privatization plan for the 90% state-owned carrier by the end of the year.
Czech Industry Minister Martin Riemann on Thursday attacked the grounds on which the European Commission has slashed the country's future greenhouse gas emissions quota. Riemann said the Commission had seriously underestimated future Czech economic growth for 2009 and 2010. While the Commission counts on growth of around 3.6%, the average estimate of local institutions, such as the Czech National Bank and the Czech Statistical Office, is 1 percentage point higher, Riemann said, adding that the Finance Ministry counts on a 5.1% growth for both years. Riemann said his analysis would be used as a basis for a future government decision on whether to lodge an official challenge to the Commission's decision.
And the world-famous fashion brand Giorgio Armani may have its suits made at the Czech clothing producer Obe Prosciov, which has already prepared a trial order for the Italian company, according to the business daily Hospodarské noviny. They liked both our production and our prices. I assume we will get the order, Obe Prosciov CEO František Tuhý told the paper. The contract, worth millions of crowns, should be signed within the next few weeks, he said. Armani is not the first world brand to show interest in cooperation with Obe Prosciov. The Czech firm already produces suits for Cheruti, Mex and Massimo Dutti. Hugo Boss has allegedly shown interest in returning production to Obe Prosciov after a 2-year break.